Almost 10 years ago, there was Sandy Hook. Yesterday was Uvalde. U.S. Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut urged his colleagues in the Senate to pass federal gun control legislation in an emotional floor speech last night after we learned that now at least 19 children and two teachers are dead in an elementary school shooting in Uvalde, Texas.
Why do you spend all this time running for the United States Senate? Why do you go through all the hassle of getting this job, of putting yourself in a position of authority? If your answer is that as this slaughter increases, as our kids run for their lives, we do nothing. What are we doing? Why are you here?
Since the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting in Newtown, Connecticut in 2012, Murphy has been so far unsuccessful. You are listening to After All Things, WSHU's daily news update from the Connecticut-New York region. Mental health providers are worried about the stress of shootings on Connecticut residents. Also, a new plan to address problem gambling in Connecticut. And New York reevaluates the state's COVID-19 policies. Those stories and more coming up. I'm J.D. Allen, in for Sabrina Garone. Communities in Connecticut are at risk of mental health stress after the shooting in Uvalde, Texas, according to mental health providers. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports many experienced trauma from the 2012 elementary school shooting in Newtown.
Laura Sanders is a psychologist at the Institute of Living in Hartford. She says anyone who's experienced violent trauma or loss could be affected by the Texas shooting.
We here in Connecticut have experienced an unimaginable tragedy in Sandy Hook. Those individuals in that community and in the surrounding communities have felt the pain and suffering in the senseless gun violence and loss of children's lives.
She says it's especially tough to talk about it with children.
Start with some open-ended questions like, what do you know? Is there anything that you're worried about? We have to be very careful as adults not to take our anxiety and our fears and project it onto our children.
It's been almost 10 years since the shooting in Newtown, but Saunders says everyone processes grief and trauma differently.
So we really need to look to how we can work together as community, be kind to our neighbors, do things that we have control over instead of focusing on things we have no control over.
The superintendent of schools in Newtown, Connecticut told staff and parents they'll make counseling teams available for students at all of the town's schools. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.
Leaders from the Mohegan Tribe and Yale University announced a new plan aimed to address problem gambling in Connecticut with an app. WSHU's Mike Lyle reports.
Last year, Connecticut went live with legal online sports betting, and the state expects to reap millions of dollars in revenue from the industry. However, the Connecticut Council on Problem Gambling warns of a spike in call volume to their helpline service. Brian Killick is a clinical psychologist at the Yale School of Medicine. He says an app that provides treatment for people struggling with the issue is in the works.
We are confident that this product will meet those standards and be a great resource for treatment providers and the citizens of Connecticut and beyond who are seeking help for problem gambling and gambling issues.
Killick says the app will take a year to develop. After that, his team will conduct a clinical trial to see what effect it has before mobile users can access it. The Mohegan Tribe says they will contribute over $2 million from their operations at Mohegan Sun Casino to Yale for creation of the app. That's in addition to their annual contribution of nearly $300,000 to the Connecticut Council on Problem Gambling. Mike Lyle, WSHU News.
Governor Hochul will launch an investigation into the decision-making process surrounding New York's COVID-19 policies in nursing homes. More on that coming up after headlines and a message from our supporter.
Support for After All Things comes from Hartford HealthCare. More COVID vaccine answers at hartfordhealthcare.org/vaccine or 833-621-0600.
School Schools in Connecticut are offering counseling and resources to help their students following the Uvalde, Texas elementary school shooting on Tuesday. Several school districts say they will increase police presence at schools in the next few days. The Newtown school superintendent said counseling teams will offer assistance to students at each of the district's 7 schools. That includes Newtown High School, where survivors of the 2012 attack now attend classes. New York has canceled its history portion of the Regents exam for June, August, and January. That's due to potentially triggering questions on the exam. Education officials say the recent shooting in Buffalo, a suspected hate crime, caused the department to review the material of the test. Specific exam questions were not disclosed. Regents exams for other subjects are still scheduled for late June. State Senator John Brooks, a Democrat from Long Island's South Shore, says he will not seek re-election, citing New York's new redistricting maps. Brooks' 8th Senate district changed significantly last week when a court-appointed special master redrew the maps that Democrats tried to skew in their favor. Republicans plan to run Nassau County legislator Steve Rhodes. Democrats have until the end of May to find a replacement to run against him. Governor Hochul says she's putting together a team of independent experts that will examine New York's COVID-19 policies. That will include a look into deaths at nursing homes during the height of the pandemic. Karen DeWitt reports.
Hochul, saying the people of the state deserve to know, says she's launching an independent analysis of every aspect of the decision-making process during the pandemic to find out what worked and what did not.
The good, the bad, the ugly, because I have to be able to leave, you know, future governors what was learned, not just in the healthcare space and the response dealing with nursing homes, but also decisions that affected our economy. Decisions that affected families, remote education. You know, what was the final analysis of whether or not that was the approach to take and whether or not that was proper? So it's going to take some time, but I believe that history deserves to have a true record of what would happen here. And I want an outside look at it.
A report by the state attorney general, Tish James, found that Hochul's predecessor, former Governor Andrew Cuomo, and his administration undercounted by 50% the number of deaths in nursing homes during the height of the pandemic in the spring of 2020. At the time, Cuomo was writing a $5 million memoir about his leadership abilities during COVID. The controversy and a sexual harassment scandal led to Cuomo's resignation last August. The former governor denies all of the allegations. Senator Jim Todisco, along with Assemblyman Ron Kim, is the sponsor of a bipartisan bill that would authorize an investigation of nursing home policy with subpoena power. Todisco, in a statement, says he hopes Hochul's examination will not be a whitewash of what he says was Cuomo's cover-up of the real number of nursing home deaths. The governor says she'll be releasing more details about the investigation soon. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio or anytime at WSHU.org. After All Things is supported by Hartford HealthCare. Our podcasts, live news coverage, and classical music programming, it's all made possible by listeners like you. So thank you for your support of WSHU. I'm J.D. Allen, in for Sabrina Garone. Speak to you tomorrow.